Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another fabulous episode of the Psychic Funhouse. This is a co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am accompanied by my wonderful co-host, Laurence Birch, and special guest, Adrian Stratton. Welcome, Laurence and Adrian.
Hi, yeah. Michael.
Wow.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
All those. Hey. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. I'm glad we have a little pause in the rain out here in Southern California, so I don't mind that at all.
Oh, good. Yeah, me too. We've been having a lot of rain, and I am appreciative of every drop we've been getting.
Oh, yeah.
So refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Mr. Birch, the shamanic Birch?
How about me? Well, if you're wanting to know the moisture situation, it's pretty moist up here. We've had some of that atmospheric river rain and snow.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. So we'll see how it goes. You know, interestingly enough, we still have places in the state that are under, you know, a drought warning, even with the change in the weather. So just like California, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was listening to some atmospheric scientists talk about, you know, the shift with climate, and what we're going to experience up here in the Northwest is likely less snow deposition because it's going to be warmer for longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
even though we're projected to get more overall moisture, it's not going to, you know, there's going to be less and less snow falling, which means we'll have drier summers, which are going to be hotter. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to figure out a way to improve water storage is what it sounds like. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's what's happening.
All right.
Well, we are glad it's moist up there and it's moist down here.
Yeah.
Definitely moist.
So, I'm so excited to have you back, Adrian. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm just deeply honored and complimented. I had so much fun on my last appearance, and I was just delighted when you, you know, contacted me and asked me if I would be interested, and it was like, yeah, absolutely. I like both of you, and I like the format of the show.
Oh, great.
But you do like,
do you like
me
more?
A little better than Mike. it's okay to
I like
that.
You both.
So much,
that's
how most
get
like
excited,
you both the same.
That's how most gets feel. Okay, well, I know
that's,
I know that's code for you like me better. That's fine. We don't want to hurt Michael's feelings.
Oh, goodness.
I'm her favorite psychic medium.
Very diplomatic.
I have to say, our switchboard mm-hmm. is lit up tonight. So
wonderful.
People want to hear from all of us. And
absolutely.
So I'm thinking, yeah. So why don't we jump onto the switchboard right now? We'll take a call, and then we'll come back to Adrian, and we'll start a little interview and talk to Adrian. You guys ready for that?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right. So here we go. All right. So I'm going to state your area code so clearly and loudly, and hopefully be in a room where it's quiet to take a call and you're not outside with your weed whacker or your lawnmower mowing your lawn so we can hear you. State your name and where you're calling from, okay? And, oh, also, I remembered, Lawrence, this is for entertainment purposes only. All the information that we give is for entertainment purposes only. If you need professional advice, seek it out. All right, so here we go. Area code 646. Hello, 646. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Lauren. Bonjour. Hi, Adrian. This is Miranda. I'm calling from New York. Thank you so
Miranda?
Much for taking
Miranda
my call.
From New York.
Yes. Hi.
Miranda or Amanda?
Miranda. Mm-hmm.
Miranda,
right. That's such a pretty name.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Yes, so I have a question for Adrian. I would love some insight. So I have an adult daughter, my older daughter, who's been dating this man for the past year, and my intuition says he's not the one for her. I'm concerned, and I would love your input. Whether this is going to be a long-term relationship or whether she'll move on to find someone else.
How old is your daughter?
She's 31.
31, okay. And let's see here. What is her first name, please?
Patty.
Patty?
Patty, P-A-T-T.
Oh, Patty.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Patty.
Patty. Okay, Addie.
What's her boyfriend's name?
I'd rather not say, but it begins with an A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually pulling some cards for you on this question, I'm using the Good Tarot deck. Let's see, just see if I can pull a card for you for Hattie.
Patty, P-A-T-T.
Oh, Patty.
Yeah, like in Patricia, Patty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the card happens to be the Queen of Fire. And in this particular deck, the fire suit pertains to creativity. So your daughter, what I'm getting about this, okay, is that she has a unique, I won't say it's unique, but she's very strong in her ability to, she's like very good at sales and convincing herself as well. So what I'm getting is that she seems very happy. She seems like, oh, this could very well be the one. And she may be communicating that to you, and she's kind of what I'm sensing is that she's in love with the idea of love. And I don't want to say it's lust. I'm not getting that per se, but it's more of the, you know, just the initial butterflies in the stomach type of thing. And so because of that and because of her creativity, I believe that she's kind of overlooking some of the things that may be problematic a little bit further down the road.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, that's my concern. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think there are red flags and she's just not looking at them. So my concern as a mother is obviously for her well-being, and I don't know, she just keeps overlooking things and minimizing, and I just would love to know whether she'll see the light, you know, and sooner rather than later.
Well, I do get that, like I said, this is, she's kind of on a, almost like on a high, kind of a, like a romantic, giddy kind of high right now. Everything feels fabulous. And, you know, typically, you know, that kind of wears off. Now, I pulled another card on her behalf, on Patty's behalf, and it's the seventh of Earth. So Earth in the suit pertains to abundance or well-being. And the interesting thing about this particular card, which is kind of confirms what we were just saying, that the novelty of the relationship may indeed wear off after things reach, you know, a certain point, as they usually do. You know, we all kind of come on back down to earth. And I think that in that, when that happens, this particular card confirms that that there's kind of like a, almost like a yearning is the word that I'm getting, but certainly an opportunity to look deeper into her current situation. And in doing so, I think she'll get a much fuller, realistic picture. So I would not say that this is, you know, the long-term relationship, but she's having fun currently. So,
All right, we'll see. It's been rocky.
Yeah.
It hasn't been actually stable. So she, it's like it has its highs and lows, and I'm just ready for her to move on. So,
sure.
I'm sure. Yeah. Do we have any time frame, like how long it's going to last, or when, like, when it'll come to an end?
Yeah. I've kind of got right around the 6 month period.
So another 6 months. Okay, because it's already been a year. It's been a year.
Has
on
it?
And off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
It's already been.
Yeah. So what I've got was within another six months. So I think it'd be fair to say within 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed. All right. It's not pleasant. I just, my intuition, that mother's intuition says he's not the guy. And
I didn't get that she's in any kind of danger or anything like that. It's just that, you know, right now she's just like on a natural, like, endorphin, you know, kind of high from the connection. And I think when the air clears, you know, she'll be able to see clearer.
Thank you very much for your input.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Thank
Bye,
you,
Miranda.
Michael. Thank
see
you,
well.
Lauren. Appreciate your show.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Yeah, a lot of calls about relationships all the time and love.
Yeah. It's always, you know.
What?
That's for sure, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So earlier today we were talking about you were using, what was it, psychedelics to help yourself. And would you like to tell everybody about that?
Yes, I don't mind sharing that at all.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just simply that, now mind you, you know, I'm a child of the 60s, and so, you know, turning on, tuning in, and whatever that was.
Dropping out.
You know, yeah, dropping out, that's it. You know, was kind of, it was very appealing to me. And I talk about this because it really is a part of my spiritual journey. As a youngster, you know, I talked last time about having a couple of experiences, you know, seeing spirits, and I knew that that there was a whole other realm, and I could see it, and I felt it, but I certainly didn't know how to access it, and Mom and Dad, you know, did not want to engage me in conversation about it. So, so anyhow, as a teenager and coming along in the 60s, and you know, we talked between my friends and myself about you know, expanding our awareness, our consciousness. You know, I had brushes with the Hare Krishnas, and I had, you know, Buddhist friends and what have you. So different people were using different techniques to access that. And I had some friends that were pretty heavy into using psychedelics, LSD in particular. And I thought, you know what? Let me try this. You know, if I can raise my consciousness, if I can access, you know, a spiritual realm that helps me connect everything, life, and the understanding of the spiritual world, then let me do that. And I did that. And there were times under the influence that I felt divinely connected. That is to say that I felt, you know, the presence of a higher being. I felt the presence of an angelic realm. But I did not have guides to help me, you know, through those experiences. But nevertheless, I continued to do that. And, but I enjoyed it, actually for quite some time. It was very pleasant, up until, a time when it wasn't anymore. And, I was not able to sustain, you know. See, that was the whole thing. And I heard someone describe it like this one time, that using psychedelics in particular, although other drugs, I suppose, as well, but psychedelics in particular, was like going in through the back door to spiritual awakening, spiritual understanding, spiritual connection, going in through the back door. And I believe that, again, because for me, I was not able to sustain that, those highs, those feelings of connection, even the communication. Couldn't do it unless I stayed under the influence, and that was absolutely impossible. So that was part of my journey that lasted about 3 years into my adolescence. And by the time I was 17, I had stopped doing that. And it was quite interesting. So it's also very interesting, and I know we were talking about this a little earlier just before the show started, about the trend that we're seeing these days with the legalization of psilocybin and other hallucinogenics. And it has become a very popular trend with psychotherapists now, and they're using it to treat depression and some other mental health disorders. And I find that just to be intriguing. You know, it's not new. People have been trying to use LSD since the 50s, you know, to cure depression and even alcoholism. So, you know, it's just interesting what we'll do. You know, I believe that one of the things is so innate about the human being, you know, is our desire. I really believe we have strong desires to raise our awareness, to have spiritual meaning in our lives. So it's not that surprising.
Mm-hmm. No. I find it fascinating. I have always been a little fearful of trying psychedelics. I remember in high school we read that book. Was it Go Ask Alice? And something about that book just frightened me. I thought I would lose control. And so I was, smoked pot. I didn't even really like that too much. I just got too paranoid. So I stayed away from it. I'm hearing good things about it for people that need help, like with PTSD. And so hopefully, you know, just through that process and get to a better place. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I also just wanted to make mention, I don't know if I told you this or not, Michael and Lawrence, but part of my heritage is Native American. And from the Seneca tribe, which is in upper New York State. And, different tribes, of course, have had, different things that they have smoked or eaten, in ceremony, always in ceremony. And it's not, never a question of like, abusing the drugs. But the other thing about it, and even, of course, ayahuasca, which is, been used, is still used actually quite often in Peru. What people experience is with a true, legitimate shaman who is providing ceremony and guidance, through these experiences because it's very powerful. They're all very powerful. Peyote is very powerful. Mushrooms can certainly be very powerful, and ayahuasca certainly is. And I get concerned sometimes about, people trying to experiment by themselves. I know I've mentioned why I think that training is so important, and doing it with qualified people.
Mhm. Yeah, I think so. Wow, it's a huge subject, and I think now with where Lawrence is at, they just made it legal to use, correct, Lawrence?
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, it did. Mhm. And they decriminalized as well. So. possessing it in small amounts isn't going to land you in the hoosegow unless the feds get a hold of you, I guess. So that's good.
That's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
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 All right.
Well, I think it shows the I think it's an indication that at least in this area, our culture is starting to mature a little bit, you know, in its mm-hmm. perspective on substances and people, you know, finding ways to heal themselves that aren't just standard practice medicine, you know, which
yeah.
does amazing things, but it doesn't work for everybody. And, right. you know, the traditional settings that many of these substances were done in were at least as important as the substance itself. So I think that's going to be a major contributing factor in helping people progress forward, you know, as they say
yeah.
with substance of this matter, it's about the set, which is your internal milieu and the setting, you know,
right.
the environment you've. So it'll be interesting
yeah.
to see how it goes.
So yeah. true. So true.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, let's take another caller, and this will be
okay.
for area code 231. Hello, 231. What's your name and where are you calling from? Bonjour. Bonsoir. Huh? What happened? They hung up.
I think they just
All
dropped right.
right
when you went. Yeah. Almost made
yeah.
it.
Okay. Almost. Area code 504. Hello, 504. What's your name and where
Hi
are you calling
there.
From?
My name is Kelly, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly from Louisiana.
Yeah. My question is a question I don't usually broach, but it's about my health. And so my question, I guess, is what do you get for it? It's just I'm a very positive person, but yet I'm always hiding how bad I feel, but I'm not feeling any better anymore. And it's just getting day-to-day fight now to get through the day, and that is so not my personality. But I guess I'm just losing the ability to be able to take care of things that need to be taken care of, even the simplest things. I'm just concerned if, you know, it's got to get better. And so that's
yeah.
why I'm calling about that subject.
Okay.
Kelly, do you have
I just want to ask.
Go ahead, Michael.
Go ahead. I was just getting one question is, are you seeing a health professional for this? A doctor?
I have seen them, but now, no. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The healthcare industry is not about curing. So my faith in the healthcare industry is there's none anymore. So I don't bother. Plus the fact I'm in a job now that doesn't even have health insurance, so I wouldn't be able to afford it right now anyway. But it's not just structural now. It's just everything is going to pot, and it's not just age. I can't. You know, to be able to do the things that need to get done around the house or in life in general, stairs is one, and you can't live without being able to go up and down stairs. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm just, that's what I'm calling. So there you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Kelly,
do you have
any kind of a diagnosis of anything? I don't want to, you know, I want to respect your privacy if you don't want to talk about it in more detail, but.
No, I mean, they don't do jack. I mean, even the structural obvious things like 5 screwed up discs and sciatica and yada yada, it's a bore to talk about, but they go, oh, okay. It's just, they don't do anything about it. The MRI well, and so I don't know what to say. It's nothing, there's no, I'm not getting help. I'm even being told by specialists, you know, in regards to the back. I said, okay, so I can survive. I'll go deal with the back, and I'll hide that as much as I can. But but now it's just that's affecting everything along with. I'm just having serious problems, and I am so high threshold of pretty much everything, but now I'm just about to lose it because I'm not getting any better, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Are your problems primarily your connective tissue and your joints, your back? Is that what's happening, or is it?
It's back. I just feel like somebody's just kicked me in the ribs and punched me in the stomach every single day. And, oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this all out loud, but because I don't talk about it. But, yeah, I have damaged disc. It was an accident. That didn't help. And nerve damage all the way down. And it's just, yeah, and joints. And it's just, there's always pain every single day now. And I can deal with that. But now it's just getting to a point I can't. It's prohibiting me now to live a active life that I like.
Sure. Do you have something you can write something down with if I offer you a suggestion?
Okay. Yes.
So I spent a period of time teaching anatomy and physiology and pathology, and I was a massage therapist for a while and a chiropractic assistant. When people would present with issues like you had, obviously, encourage them to.
I'm sorry,
I would encourage
if you're hearing noise.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. I was just waiting.
Just ask you that one.
Obviously, none of us here are licensed physicians or anything like that, so we can't give medical advice, and I would encourage people to seek that out. You know, there's all sorts of alternatives, licensed people, but what I found was often helpful with people in your similar situations was written by a man named Dr. Sarno, who is a medical doctor, and it's called Healing Back Pain, the Mind-Body Connection. You know, I knew several people that were able to get some useful tools out of that book and some information that allowed them to, do some things to avoid drugs and surgery, which is the premise of the book, is to, as much as possible, avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may be useful for you, it may not, but at least that might be one puzzle piece that, you know, you can take a look at and see if there's some useful stuff there for you, so.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm not
there's
looking
also,
for medical advice. Thank you. And I don't mean that, dismiss that. I'm just saying, you know, do you see me, I go camping by myself. I do things, I love being on my own. And I'm starting to get concerned that I'm not going to be able to do things on my own anymore.
Sure. Yeah. No, I get it. Adrian, were you going to say something? It sounded like you were speaking up.
Oh, I was just going to offer another book that you may already be aware of. It's an older book by Louise Hayes called Healing Your Life.
Did I lose you?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
You're there. Okay. Yeah, that's one thing. Like when my shoulder aches, it means I'm not being creative enough. As soon as I start to draw again, my shoulder goes away. I mean, it's really amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
I liked what Lawrence said, you know, about the mind and body, connection. And it's a whole person kind of approach, I think, that is really quite valuable, and a good blending, you know, of traditional sometimes as well as alternative, practices. But I get that, you know, you may be experiencing a lot of anxiety, you know, around how you find yourself right now, and and wondering if, if it's always going to be this way. And I'm not a medical intuitive, but I could see like the disc that's in your lower back, and not terribly far from your tailbone, actually, a few inches away from your tailbone, and but I see it as small. Now, I don't know what that means because I really don't. I'm not a doctor, and but I can see. I have a sense of this disc is quite troublesome, and I also see like a lot of inflammation around it and around, you know, organs like in the lower back. It's making it so difficult, you know, to walk, and it must be creating a lot of anxiety for you. I just have one quick question for you. In your family, family of origin, mom and dad, was there anybody that had similar issues?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I'm not aware.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't really talk about much health. About, you know, we didn't complain. We just weren't. We were the kind that you know, get up, lick your wounds, and move on. You know, so we just don't talk about health. So, no, we didn't. But this is, no, I'm not. I'm not having a life anymore, and that's
mm-hmm.
not me.
Okay.
So, and this is the thing. And I don't know if you see something that it's clearing up that I can have the life that I want, or because I have dreams, but they're dying.
I think like Lawrence said, I just get back to that again about, you know, the whole person approach and mind, body, spirit, you know.
Yes, I meditate in groups three times a week. I eat the fruits. I eat the, you know, and I do all of the, and the, you know, and looking at the, you know, what are you telling me kind of thing, and I listen, and I do all of that crap. I really do. That's how I live my life. That's really the only focus of my life, is becoming more and more aware and higher consciousness. That is who I am, period.
Mm-hmm.
But this is enough.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you, you know, my personal belief is that, belief and understanding, you know, is that we have angels that, you know, at least two anyhow that, you know, are with us constantly. And then there's a whole realm or two of really very powerful and masterful angels. And so I don't know if you communicate with them or if, okay. And so do you ask them for help?
Yes, all the time. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get cute little things that show up. There's clear signs and all that for different things. But yeah, I'm just, it's, I'm at a, I can only be positive for so long, and I'm burnt. I'm burnt out. I'm burned out. It's like even the good things has a haze of darkness on it. You know, it just, not even good things can happen without something that makes it real milky, as it were. So anyway, okay,
Well, we wish you all the best. Kelly.
Thanks.
And,
absolutely.
I hope you get the healing you deserve. Be well. Take care. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's tough. That is tough.
Really,
my body
tough.
Hurts.
Pain, chronic pain is real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wear you down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to the next caller. There we go. Area code 434. Hello, 434.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling for from?
I'm for real. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. I was wondering, there's a group I'm joining. I'm joining for a protest and a candlelight vigil. Did I tell you this? I don't know if I've told you this.
I don't think
no.
so.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name again. Can you say your name for us, please?
Khalil.
Khalil. Okay. Hi, Khalil.
Hi. There's this group I'm joining with the candlelight vigil, and it's going to be a protest,
mm-hmm.
but it's also going to be a candlelight vigil in my state of Virginia. It's going to be in Richmond, Virginia. Will
mm-hmm.
I be able – will this be a good group to join as far as, like, if I want to join it because I don't have any people working with me right now? Or will they – are they
mm-hmm.
– because basically I have to have someone to go with me because I – because of my condition – be a good group to join, or will they only see me the same when it benefits them, or will they see me the same most of the time? Because a lot of people that want disabled people to have the same responsibilities, they're the same ones that are ableist at the same time. I've noticed that problem. I noticed the problem with society saying with rights comes responsibilities, but those same people don't want to give people responsibility with the rights, and it's like basically a one-way street. And I'm hoping this group is not like that because I've had so many groups and so many places I've joined, and I've even been arrested, and a lot of people, even in jail, you're not – when you do something wrong, you're seen as the same, but otherwise they don't see you the same when you want the rights, and it's really nonsense. I'm just hoping that they don't see me as equal when it benefits them.
Okay.
Can you see me joining it?
This is Michael Khalil, and the thing I'm getting from your guides is they're saying, you know, check it out, and if you feel connected to the group, stay with them. But I don't feel any negative energy coming from your connection to this group. It feels okay to me. So,
okay.
You know, check it out. And that's, you know, one of those things that we have to do in life. We don't know if we're going to connect to a group or a person until we join or connect or go to a vigil and participate.
Yeah.
And once we connect with that energy and move our energy, that's kind of when we'll find out. So I don't feel anything negative. So try it out and see how that works out for you. All right.
Yeah, and see the thing.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Here we go. All right. Area code 914. Bonjour, or no, bonsoir.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes,
can you hear us?
Yes. Fabulous.
So who
thank
are you?
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Catherine.
What's your name?
Catherine.
Where are you calling from, Catherine?
Hi.
I'm in New York.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes.
How can we help you?
Thank you, please. I was wondering, I have two people that want to work with me on artistic projects, and I was just wondering if you see it being a good idea in my best interests. Do you want their names or their initials?
Why don't you give us their initials?
Okay.
Yeah.
One is J,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is
mm-hmm.
M, like Mark. Yes.
Have you worked with either of them before, Catherine?
With the M more so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is your connection to these people through work?
It started out as friendship with both of them. So we're both like, oh, you know, they're like, oh, you know, we should try to do some professional projects together.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
So the thing I was getting, one of them feels, the energy feels heavier and slower. So it feels kind of like you might have to kind of support this person or kind of do more of the work. You and the other person might have to do more of the work to support this person's workload, right? I feel a good connection with both of them, but it just kind of feels in terms of work and work ethic that it's not going to be up to par where you're at. That's kind of what I'm getting.
With both of them or just one of them, you feel?
Just one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel like the person's negative or anything, but it just, yeah, the work ethic is not where you're at.
Right.
It's different.
Right.
A little
understand.
Slower. Okay.
Right.
Adrian or Lauren?
Yeah. I was just going to say really very much the same thing. What I was getting is that Catherine, you're bringing very high energy to both of these gentlemen, and so I'm being told my guides are saying that with what you bring to the table, you're a good catch. So that's what they're saying, that you have very creative gifts and talents, and that you, and I'm just like channeling this right now, and that you can go very far. And I also get what Michael was saying. I would agree that they may not, either one of them may not be the perfect partner for you at this time. They may not be able to either one of them support you. And give back to you on the same kind of level that that you offer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was really feeling that too. Yeah, that everything that you've been saying. But then there's this voice inside of me, but like if you wait for perfection, then, you know what I mean? Kind of like the person that settles for whatever boyfriend comes their way or girlfriend comes their way, you know, so I know. Maybe note it both, huh?
We've kind of been talking about like relationships and in all kinds of relationships, actually. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking risk, nothing wrong with taking risk at all, having fun, enjoying yourself. I think it is prudent to, to try to manage your expectations. So, So I guess that's what I would say is that, have fun. There's nothing wrong in taking a risk. If you feel like you have vetted both of them, I don't know what kind of relationship you're talking about, but certainly if there's money to be exchanged or anything like that, you certainly want to vet them and make sure that they are who they say they are. Above and beyond that, I also get that, you're strong intuitively. So pay attention to that and have fun. Yeah, nothing wrong with taking a risk. Just make sure that you keep your expectations realistic. And, and the other thing, the last thing that I will say is that if you find that they're not, either one of them are not exactly what you had hoped for, there is somebody coming. There is another opportunity coming. So that will that will meet you much closer to what your, you know, your goals are.
I think I really needed to hear that. Thank you. Yeah, like it's okay to let them go. Somebody's, around the corner, let's say. Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
anything
Thank
to
you.
Add? No. Good. I'm good. She got what she needed. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Catherine. Good luck on your project. All right. So here we go. Area code 773. Hello, 773. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Nan, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Nan.
Okay. How are you? I'm just wondering if I feel like I've kind of just like hit a wall and nothing's going on these days, and I'm wondering if you see anything, I guess maybe in jobs or if any changes will happen.
If you don't mind, would you?
You're looking specifically in your career.
What?
Hello.
You're looking specifically in your career, for your career.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah. No, I was just going to ask if you wouldn't mind repeating your first name.
Anne.
Okay. Nan.
Nan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
N-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Nan.
I'm pulling some cards for you. And I don't know if there was anything that Michael wanted to jump in with, but I was pulling some cards for you, Nan.
More?
And
okay.
Let's see.
Lawrence, do you have anything?
Nan, are you attached to living where you're at right now? Do you like where you're living in Oklahoma? Is that where you grew
Not
up?
Not really.
Or?
Yeah, but no.
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, what I see giving you the best opportunity for meeting your career needs is to get the hell out of Oklahoma. No offense to Oklahoma.
Okay.
I've been to Oklahoma. Pretty place. Got a lot to offer. I like Tulsa and, you know, all the other stuff. But, you know, I just don't think it's a good fit for you culturally as well as opportunity-wise. You know, you're like, it's not even like you're a big fish in a small pond. It's like the pond dried up and now you're trying to figure out where the next pond is. And I think you have a lot to offer and you've consistently had to kind of undersell yourself for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's, you know, you don't, people get, people that are less skilled than you tried to reduce your light, I guess is what I would say. And
constant.
You know, and you know, once or twice, you know, but when that happens constantly from people, it's very, you know, I mean, it's very heavy, it's soul crushing, and you need to be with people who not only get you and accept you for who you are, but celebrate everything you have to offer. And I really think you're going to find that, you know, maybe you don't have to go to the coastal cities or states, maybe, you know, some intermountain stuff like Colorado or something, but I would really cast your net really as wide as possible. You know, maybe even international, but I think you know, you're way too modest about what you have to offer. And I think you'd really benefit from having a conversation with somebody who is a professional resume or, you know, TV person, right? Because you need a tune-up and you need to get out of your head about what, you know, you're able to do and have somebody really reflect back to you in a very clear, professional manner all the wonderful things you have to offer and really polish that up until it shines like a diamond. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right.
Yeah.
That's my two cents. Now I'll step back.
That's lovely.
Adrian?
Lovely feedback. Yeah, lovely feedback.
Card?
Yeah, just real quick. I pulled a couple of cards for pulled a few cards for you. First couple of cards pertain to your thought process, you know, where you're at mentally. And, you know, they tell me that, you know, there's new information that's available to you and that, you know, it is, are there friends or do you have some friends or even family that have been talking to you about opening up your mind or, you know, why don't you come up, why don't you move up here to, you know, to Oregon or come on out to New York or is there anybody like that that's trying to encourage you to make a move?
Yes.
Or just to think differently? Okay, yeah. Yeah. So so there are forces, if you will, positive influences that are encouraging you to open up your mind and to think differently. Think outside the box. Give yourself that permission. And if you do, you know, there's a lot of support for you, a whole lot of support for you financially, emotionally, and opportunities that are going to be very powerful, creative, and things that, you know, things that you're going to enjoy. And then you're going to experience also a great level of abundance and well-being. So your future, things look good. Just keep your mind open.
Yay. Okay. I will keep my mind open. Yay.
Wow. Good reading.
That's a good reading.
Well, good luck to you, man. Yeah.
I appreciate
you. Come back and let us know how it turns out.
You got it. I appreciate you all a lot.
Well, we appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Let us know how it goes, Nan.
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have a good 2023.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, can you believe it, guys? It's that time already. It goes fast, right?
It sure did.
We got through a lot of colors tonight. Good job.
Yeah, we sure did. Speed reading almost.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it was
good.
Well, I'd like to thank my co-host, the Laurence Birch, and our special guest, Adrian Stratton, for being here with us. And I want to thank all of the lovely listeners that spend time with us. Oh, it's our Jesus. What happened? And spend your time with us on Friday evenings. We thank you for spending your time here. And we'd like to welcome you back again next Friday here, 6 o'clock Pacific time. Please remember to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio so you get alerts to when we program a call. And also, you can download our podcast on Amazon, Apple, Google, and Spotify. We're up on the major platforms. So, again, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Adrian. Lawrence, you want to take us out?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I would just, also offer Adrian the opportunity to give out her contact info if she'd like, just to.
I forgot to do that. Thank you.
People. Yeah. No, that's all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for that. Find my website at ravenmessages.com. And that's going to be one of the quickest ways to connect me, and look forward to hearing from you.
Great.
All right. How can people get a hold of you, Lawrence?
They can call or text me at 541-344-7534. You can also email me, givingtree@earthlink.net, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. And how do people get on your Psychic to the Stars A-list, Mr. Espinoza?
You can contact me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. Yes.
Very good. Well, we had a wonderful show. It's always great when Adrienne's here with us, so we look forward to having her back again. And
yes,
we want to thank all the lovely callers we had, right? The spirit.
Yeah.
And
yes,
remind everybody to follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. We're all over the internet, so you never have to miss a show if you're following us. And we have an archive of dozens of shows. So if you're sitting by yourself wondering what you can do to be productive in 2023, listen to one of our old shows and glean some helpful hints for how things better in your life. And we'll hopefully get a chance to talk to you sometime in the near future, every Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk. So have a good rest of your week, and next show. Thanks to all my colleagues here.
Great.
It was great having you on the program.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. All right, everybody. See you next week.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Yeah. Bye.
Ciao.